I want to know why it took us over 100 episodes for me to realize we have not talked about Pokemon extensively.
On the show, we haven't talked about Pokemon once.
We've mentioned it in passing.
We've mentioned it brought up.
Yeah.
But
never.
We're really big Pokemon fans.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Were we like subconsciously afraid of like Game Freak and Nintendo just like, you know, knocking down doors?
Nintendo, please.
Please don't kill us.
I mean, it's not like we're running a Pokemon themed D&D game like some unnamed podcast.
No.
What I'm saying is I can't say the word Pokemon and the name of their podcast in the same sentence, or that'll give them, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to get their the powers that be. You know?
Nintendo's just got that hand on the pulse waiting for somebody to slip up so they can send their black
SUVs.
They've
been listening to the DPS since episode one, waiting, because they know that I listened to that podcast. If anyone wants the name of the podcast, contact me over Discord. I will send you the links.
you can blow him up on Twitter or Threads or wherever we are now.
Is that a red dot on your forehead?
For the Pokemon Not Pokemon podcast.
Exactly. But I want
a Digimon podcast.
Cool. I like Digimon too. But to get into this, because everyone has their favorite. What was your favorite team? What was your favorite team to have that you beat the Elite Four with? What was the team that you loved playing with?
Bro, I don't think we have an hour.
By the way, this entire episode is going to be Pokemon.
Yeah, I guess I'll just mention it because it's like not fresh in my mind, but I do have remnants of like thoughts. I'm like, oh yeah, this and this and this, because Pokemon Silver, I think, was one of my favorite ones,
mm-hmm.
just because it was like the first one I played was Blue and Red, but I borrowed that from someone. So Silver was like the first one that I actually owned.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like, oh, awesome. But I remember my team of the Elite Four with Lance's three goddamn Dragonites in that one. It was just like, oh, one died, and here's another one. You're like,
how many do you have?
He's like, I just got more.
I got 58 goddamn Dragonites in my back pockets.
I hope you have someone with a nice ability, because you're going to suck.
Yeah, wait, what was his team? Was it three Dragonites, a Gyarados, and a Charizard or something?
Charizard, yeah.
It was a Charizard, three Dragonites, a Gyarados, and a Aerodactyl.
Aerodactyl, that was the last one.
Yeah. Which was the easiest one to get rid of, because in my team, I always had Fralligator or Totodile.
Yeah. Okay.
That, Hypno, because I could never get Alakazam, because not trading with people, because he had to do that stupid thing there.
Yep.
Let's see, I had, I think, a Machoke, because I needed a fighter and solid.
Mm-hmm. Never made a Machamp?
I didn't have anyone to trade with.
Yeah.
That was one of the things you had to trade with people for, those damn things.
Yeah.
You had to have friends. It sucked.
Oh, yeah. Like, all the people that I knew, they didn't play Pokemon. Mm. It was... And so... God, what the hell was the other one? It was like... Because I had a Psychic was Hypno, because he was tankier than Kadabra and all that shit.
Hypno is one of my favorite all-time Pokemon.
Yeah. Mm. Like, he's pretty solid. Like, he has, like, a decent physical thing, because all of a sudden you could just be like, Headbutt, or I think you could teach a Fire Punch. Like, you could really surprise people.
Yeah,
with
he
him.
Learned yeah. fire. He learned, like, the elemental punch moves, which is funny. Alakazam could, too, so. Yeah.
Alakazam is also another up there, but Hypno just holds a special place in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm just trying
he's
to remember
a
the last
doofy
two.
Doofy little yellow guy.
Last two.
I'm
blanking.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on it.
For me, I liked mixing up my team as much as possible, but I'll say I also did like Gen 2, just because you just had a little more variety. But the one Pokemon I almost never lived without was Ampharos.
He was in my team too.
Because Ampharos had like a ton of HP and really good, I think, defense and special defense and a really good special attack. So like...
Mm-hmm.
It was just a monster.
Thunder
punch. It could learn all the elemental punches. It could learn like Iron Tail, and then it would have like Thunderbolt. So like with those, if you had like Ice Punch, Thunderbolt, Iron Tail, and then, you know, some other attack, you could really kill, like, anything. And you, like, go to the Elite Four and just, like, clean house with just Ampharos because they had so much HP, they could do all the attacks. Yep. And they never, and they were really tough. So, that was always a Pokemon I was just like, well, I guess I'll just round out this team with Ampharos.
Wow. Yeah. Kelly just in there swooping in and just talking about my favorite Pokemon.
I mean, Tim, that's my favorite Pokemon too, by the way. I knew Ampharos was your favorite Pokemon, so I knew I had to come in first.
He swooped.
Ampharos is the best Pokemon, like, in the game.
I don't know why you guys can't go, oh my god, we're best friends. Like,
he's like, no.
Well, no, you're not me. That can't be your favorite.
We are, but this is about dibs, and I got it.
I was like, why is Kelly so hot on the heels of Mark to sneak? I should have known.
That's why. Because he knew Tim was about to say it.
I don't really remember.
Last thing, I always had Zatu, the psychic bird.
Oh, the psychic bird. Yeah.
That was a good one. That was cool. Yeah, because they kind of went with like a Egyptian theme, like, yeah, with their family.
Yep.
I don't really remember because the first game I ever beat was Fire Red. I mean I had a Blastoise. Pretty sure I had an Articuno. That sheer cold drop.
Oh man, yeah.
Let me ask you this question. Gen 1 and Gen 2, what's the best starter?
I think statistically the Gen 1's best starter is Blastoise.
That's the correct answer.
I think statistically because of like the way that the gyms go, you know, because you go fight like the rock gym first or whatever. Because I played on hard mode and picked Charmander because of course I did. But I think Gem 1's is Blastoise.
I think Venusaur's pretty damn good too because I know that he is tanky as hell and he could learn Earthquake.
That was the huge advantage to Venusaur.
I would go Squirtle. The only reason I would pick Bulbasaur is because you can take Leech Life through the whole game because it's just such a dang useful spell.
Oh, yeah.
Or attack.
True. Yeah, it is.
But otherwise, Squirtle. And then, yeah, Gen 2. Yeah, for Total Dial. Go on Water again.
Are you thinking of the drains or absorb? Leech Life is a bug move.
I know, but it was Bulbasaur's first move. It was Bulbasaur's
leech
first
seed.
Move.
It was leech seed.
Leech seed. Leech
seed.
Leech seed. Yes. Yes. Leech seed. Yeah. Sorry.
And then Giga Drain.
That's the one that you just have in your back pocket for when the Elite Four inevitably uses a full heal.
All right.
Oh, you got more health. Looks like I got more health.
Right. Use your full heal. See if I care.
Actually, it's called full restore. A full heal is for status conditions.
It's for status ailments, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Shut up.
You unlocked this box, Jake. You cannot close it.
All right, so teams. Let's start talking about teams again.
I literally couldn't tell you. I mean, I really liked Furret from Gen 3. Like that was a good, like it, you know, it evolved from Sentret. Furret was awesome.
Yeah,
just so versatile.
He was Gen 2.
What? I'm thinking Linoone then. Linoone is Gen 3. Yeah, I'm thinking Linoone. My bad. Linoone. I always had Linoone on my Gen 3 team.
Wow, I can't believe you didn't know that. You should have done.
Yeah,
it sucked in Gen 2 because I always liked Tyranitar.
Oh yeah,
you couldn't
the monster get, himself.
Yeah, but you couldn't get him until after you beat the Elite Four.
Because
that's when you could go to Mount Silver and shit like that. But I was like always so annoyed because his middle evolution, which is like, you know, oh, he's like a cocoon, so he gets like one move. No, he. Learn Sandstorm. He learns so much.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yes.
You're like, no. He's a very aggressive cocoon. He will attack.
So I was going through, and I was thinking about it today because I've been prepping for this. So I had my favorite team that I think I just bonded with because I like really started to understand the game by this point because I wasn't a child anymore. But it was Gen 4. And my team was going down the list here was Infernape. The end game team was I had to do trades for this, and we had a big group of friends. So Mark, I know how you feel when you don't have people to get the things that you want, but luckily I had a big group of friends that I could do this with. But like I had Infernape, I had Wailord. And Wailord was cool because he had Rollout, so anytime they would use flying abilities against me or flying Pokemon, I'd just use Rollout and just keep doing it. Skarmory, which is that metal bird that looked like a plane.
Came out in Gen 2.
Fun fact. Skarmory was the first shiny Pokemon my brother ever caught.
Oh, that's James, cool.
James has a shiny Skarmory in one of his games.
Gosh, that's cool. After that, Tyranitar. Cacturne was my plant and dark type.
Solid choice.
And then a shiny Dusknoir.
Oh.
Back when shinies meant something.
Dusknoir looks cool.
It's a mix of gens, but me and my friends transferred back and forth in order to like get the teams we wanted. So, I did like EV training with this team in order to get Wailord's health to be like stupid high. I got like really really into it. And then that was the game that I caught Dialga in a regular Pokeball.
Sounds like you cheated.
No, it was really desperate, actually.
I just remember, spending in Gen 2 Lugia and Ho-Oh and stuff like that, and just having like 100 Ultra Balls and just going like, "All right, this one's gonna be the one. This one's gonna be the one."
And eventually you run out, and you're like, "Yes, I'll go back to my balls. Save."
Or I'm like, well, great balls now. All right, let's go. I'm going to annoy this legendary creature.
Well, the funny thing, too, is that like the number of Pokeballs you used didn't lower the resistance. It just gave you more chances to try at the same percentage. So, so you had to stack up. Yeah.
I'll get this thing.
I don't remember what legendary it was, but I remember I had like two status ailments on it, or status effects on it, and it was at like 1 HP, and it took like at least 20 Pokeballs, at least 20 Great Balls or whatever it was at the time to just like get it. And I'm just like, just get in the ball,
dude.
Just get in the ball,
dude. What sucks is when you do the status ailments to them, and like you're like, okay, I got it, like paralyzed, I got this, and then they run out of moves. And then they start doing struggle, and hurting themselves. I'm like, no,
stop.
Please don't kill yourself.
That's why you had to save before the fight, was because if they ran out of moves and you still couldn't catch them, they would just hurt themselves to death.
They just kill themselves. They're like, fuck you. You can't catch me.
All right, this isn't a Pokemon podcast.
I mean, we can keep it going.
The reason Jake was getting into this is because this leader is going to challenge Kezra.
He takes out a Pokeball and he's going to throw it at Kezra's forehead and capture you.
It's just a rock.
Just a rock.
I mean, let's be honest, these slavers, Pokemon trainers, are kind of slavers themselves.
So true. Kelly, you're over my house to watch the football game, and do you want to reveal how Kezra's doing? Because he told me. And
well, we ended last episode with did I get knocked prone?
Again? Yeah. You're knocked prone, and you got kicked in the face a few times.
Yeah, I got kicked in the face. So literally, Kezra is like a stream of blood is like flowing through the stairs above you. As he's getting his little face kicked in,
and do you want to tell the fans and tell your friends where your HP is at?
It's very low.
Okay.
I'll just say that. Very low.
At it work. Kez will cast blink. He'll be out of there in 2 seconds.
That's true. I mean, it saved him before.
Yeah, I mean, Kezar has ways out. It's just that, like, you know, if you guys look up and see him, it is a miracle he's still conscious. Mm-hmm. With how low he is right now.
Does Kezar have orc ferocity by chance?
He does.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go save that.
So. Yes. luckily, you're at the boss. You know, if there's any time to use Orc Ferocity, this is the one. So let's get back into combat. So we ended with One Eye. This guy's name is One Eye, and he slammed Kezar to the ground with his club and kicked him in the face a few times, and you guys saw teeth and blood just splatter over top of you as you look up and see Kezar on the stairs above you.
I like to think, because where Benson is, he's like adjacent to the stairs, yeah. So he sees the teeth and blood flat and he thinks, of course, Kezar's giving him the business.
He's fine. that guy's getting his ass kicked. Well, let's get back into it. So it was the end of One Eye's turn, which means it comes back to Elkwood's turn. Elkwood, you know that one of the guys ran down the street to get behind the Nine Shield Smokehouse, and you know that there's one guy still in the building that you're on top of.
Well, he's blind, as I remember, because he popped his head out and then I hit him.
He will not be this turn though.
Oh, because I made him blind. Well, because, no, I... Well, hold on. Because I remember I held my action, and as soon as I saw him, I threw it.
Mm.
Yeah,
and
so...
And then when he popped out, he became blind.
Okay, so is it blind until the end of his turn, or until the start of your next turn?
That is a good question. Let's see. Whenever you score a crit, the targets are plunged. Or plunge to darkness and is blinded for one round.
Okay.
So that means it'd be on the start of his turn.
Okay, so the start of his turn coming up, he will no longer be blind.
Yeah, but he's blind now.
Yes, so he's currently blind right now.
Sweet.
With the giant bird right above him. So.
yes, there's a giant bird right outside.
Just mag dump right into him.
So with this thing, this guy's like flailing around, he's blind, and Vamir is just gonna peck him.
Okay.
So, give him a peck.
Yeah, send Vamir in
I don't even have to send him in, he's right there.
He ducked back into the window, so remember, he climbed out the window, he went blind, and then he climbed back into the window.
I'm surprised his first reaction wasn't to run out into the open roof. I'm blind.
Oh, I thought like he just ended his turn. Like, oh no, like right there.
No. He got up there, and then as he climbed out, you hit him, and then so he had two more actions. So he came back inside, and then just stood there because he was like, "What am I gonna do? I can't get out on the roof blind.
I must run blindly in one direction."
So Vamir is going to, I guess, make a move action to go and chase this dude.
Okay,
so, I don't know how far he's in, but
I mean, he's just right inside. It's a two-story building, and so he's on the second story, like right inside the window. So,
all right, so yeah, he's going to roll to hit.
All right,
good shit. 27 to hit.
Well, that is a hit.
Okay. Ooh, good. 23 points of damage.
Oh God,
damn.
Okay,
and. He moved. He hit, so he's done.
Okay.
And Elk wanted to just kind of hope Vamir is going to, but no, he's going to chase after him.
Okay. Nice. All right.
So, give me a moment as my mouse died.
Oh no!
Oh,
oh, God.
Oh no!
Because
your beloved mouse, Timmy.
Timmy, no!
Timmy, no!
He had a beautiful cage right next to your computer chair.
All right, so. He's going to take one move action. And I guess he can see him from right here.
Yeah. So if you sort of step closer to the window there, coming out of the roof, you can sort of angle in to see.
Okay, one move action right there.
Yep.
And move him so you can see him. Well, I guess right there, he'd be right in front of me. So, yep. Okay. So he's going to just, God, he's just gonna shank him with the clips again.
Heck yeah. Okay.
Right in the eye again, just ah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I got my eye.
This is how you're blind.
Uh-huh.
God, my other eye.
Oh, stop going for my eyes.
I'm sorry, it's what I'm good at. 26.
That's a hit. Go ahead and roll for damage.
Oh, good damage. 20 points of damage.
Owie.
All right, and he's all swing again.
Does Elkwood have to bounce on the roof at all?
An action bounce? Okay. No, it's yeah.
No, Tim.
I'm just curious.
That is an OSHA-regulated roof. You do not have to bounce.
This isn't a church steeple where the incline is at, like, 30 degrees or something.
Yeah, right.
The OSHA-regulated roof that has been half-destroyed by the chaos of the attack.
The OSHA-regulated hovel, I'll let you know.
Hey, there's some good supporting beams in here. That's a 20 to hit, so...
That is a miss on the last one.
Okay, well, that's it.
Okay. Right. Benson, it is your turn.
All right. Well, it looks like, if I remember properly, there is still a gentleman in front of me that I have not frightened yet.
yes. The Scarlet Triad sneak that just ran up from where Elkwood was. He just ran down and he is not frightened yet.
Are there three people surrounding Benson by himself right now?
No, because Grimshaw Grimshaw, you're under the stairs. You're not on top, right?
Correct. Under the stairs, okay. Flanking the boar, because the boar is technically under Kesra.
Correct. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. So, yes, there are three people surrounding you right now.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you're up on the stairs?
No, I'm not up on the stairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, right now, but so, so it's the Scarlet Triad sneak, and then you... To the west or to the right of him, and then the boar is to the right of you under the stairs, and then Grimshaw is to the right of the boar under the stairs, and then Helgi, the female dwarf thug, is just sort of odd, like catty corner to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So Benson will just throw his arms up and look at this young man in front of him, and just. You can't see his face because his helmet's down. You can see his eyes, and they are just on fire, covered in blood.
Mm.
And he's just, all of you are godless rocks beneath my boot. And he will intimidate.
All right.
The guy right in front of you?
Yep.
Pretty sure you already intimidated him last.
Did it?
Ep.
He just got to the fight.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
he just got to the... Oh, that's right. That's the one from the north. My bad.
Correct, yes.
Yeah, I forgot. You just kill them so fast, John.
That's what I'm good at. I'm good at violence. 31.
31. That is going to be a... wait, hold on. It is not a critical. That is just a regular success. Okay.
I'll take regular success.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. Frightened one on this guy.
And I will take a swing at the dwarf.
You're going to swing on Helgi. Okay.
Yep, Helgi.
All right.
Yep,
she is currently frightened, so her AC is a little bit lowered.
30.
That is a regular hit.
I figured as much. Let me find my... Where's my fucking character sheet? Jesus Christ. It's bullshit, man, I tell you. All right. Only 12 points of damage. Terrible roll.
All right.
Second strike on the dwarf. Ooh, a 7 on the die. That's going to be crap. Shit. 20. Yeah, that's going to be a miss.
20. Yep. Just a regular miss.
Hmm.
That will be my turn.
Okay, so now we are coming to the Scarlet Triad sneak. So the one that is on death's door. Is going to try and... he's going to try to kill your bird.
What? Asshole.
So he's going to attempt to do a deception check against the bird to feign it, to feint against it.
Look over there.
Look over there. 22 total.
No.
Okay.
Can't get that out of here.
All right. And then
he's
going
to... He's more perceptive than I am, all right?
I know.
You know how hard it is to sneak up on a bird?
That's true. That's so true.
You know the dodos are all dead, right?
Natural one.
And a natural one, so.
Hey. Wait, is that on attack?
Yeah.
That's a crit fail card?
Yes, it was a yeah.
Kelly.
I'm getting it. I thought that was the intimidation first, or the feint.
No. The feint was a 22. This was the regular attack, which was a natural one, so.
I mean, he's not in a good spot.
No, he's not.
Attack of the Darkness. Apparently you... I don't know how this makes sense, but your enemy are now concealed to you until your next turn, until the end of your next turn.
So he was blind, gets his vision back, and then everyone's blurry to him, so he's just like, what the hell?
Whoa.
Desna just cursed... Desna cursed this guy.
Yeah, like, yeah. For real.
Fuck this guy in particular.
Yeah, yeah. She just said you've been very bad. Just go to sleep forever. And then she just muddled his vision.
Wow. Okay.
That is that. Him realizing that you were using some horrible witch magic against him, he's going to run. So he's going to
He's gonna spend
half of his movement to get down, and then he's gonna be out on the street about here. He's run downstairs and now he's just outside of the front door.
Plunging attack.
With the eclipse.
Yeah, with the eclipse, God. Yeah. You just could plunging right attack. That is well within your abilities.
You know how big a star knife is?
Yes.
Like,
they're 6 inches. Oh, yeah. Star knives are bigger than that?
They're like any art of them, like they're fairly large.
Okay.
I mean they're like a one.
Yeah, they're do you remember? Yeah, this is a really weird throwback. Do you remember the giant shuriken that they use in Naruto sometimes?
Yes, yes, of course.
That's what they look like sometimes. They look like huge shurikens.
Whoa.
Yeah, they're really big.
Yeah, I'm looking at pictures.
Yeah.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Call him a knife.
Yeah. I know, right? Well, I think it's four knives, which is why it does the damage it does. Mm. Okay, so this is going to come to Helgi, the Scarlet Triad Thug's turn. If you know about their ability, you know that they do really well when they have their enemy surrounded.
I'm surrounded by nothing but fear and dead men.
You're surrounded by one man, a woman, and a boar. Regardless... Helgi is going to try to swing at you with her flail. So she is... Okay. There's a miss. Come on.
Helgi needs a new pair of shoes.
32.
Meet my AC.
Mm. Okay. All right. So, I can click this on. Oh, that's very nice. They have a thing where it says target is within range of at least two allies, and then it just, like, turns the damage on. So I
hate that.
I like okay, so, in which case, that is going to be 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alrighty, that's going to be 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
And then she is going to, I guess...
Actually, he's going to... The Grace of Milani is going to extend in a liberating step. So take 11 off of that. So it's actually going to be 4 points of damage.
Well, damn!
And you can it's step like, if you want to.
I don't think there's any advantage for me stepping here.
Yeah, not really. I mean, you can get to me.
Give me AC. But I know how much you don't like doing that.
Okay, yeah, I will do that. Yay. I'm under that area.
Well, wait, no, but the boar is technically right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, then, yeah. Okay, I'll step here.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go. All right, so now she can't close in on you like that, so... okay, in which case she is going to take a... all right, in which case she's going to take a 5-foot step to be in the corner... So she, her and the boar are directly next to each other, and you were to the south.
Yep. Yes.
Okay, all right. All right. That was her turn. She got one good strike off. One good.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, did four damage.
I mean, so. I have still 3 digits of health, you know.
Hey.
All right, Blood Boar's turn. The Blood Boar is going to try and attack you, Grimshaw.
Yeah. Bring it on, little piggy. Wait, you remind me of my pig back at home. Oh, little
Johnny.
He says,
I am your pig. I am your pig back at home.
Little Johnny, no.
You neglected me.
I had to leave. You don't understand. Whoa, I escaped the Scarlet Dryad, but my pig didn't. This is tragic.
Damn.
All three attacks are...
anime betrayals.
All three attacks are complete misses, by the way.
Oh. Damn it, seriously?
Yep.
God damn it.
Everyone.
John's like, give me the free attack.
Give me the free strike.
All right, the Scarlet Triad Sneak is going to take his 5-foot step up, and then he's going to try to feint you, Jonathan.
Alrighty.
I'm going over here, and now I'm over here. That is a 20 total. That's how believable he was.
That's hilarious.
You literally told him what you're going to do.
It's not that I was bluffing, you see. miss. And a miss. All right, great. All good turns. Good turns all around.
Yay.
That's okay. You can kick Kezra. I mean,
yeah. Kezra's fighting for his life, and me and Grimshaw down here just dancing around.
All right, Kezra, it is your turn.
Ooh,
man. All right, Kezra got his face crushed in by this boot twice. It's not looking good. He will. Stand up.
Does that provoke attacks of opportunity?
Yes.
Damn
yes.
It.
I didn't know if he had AOOs or if he just held an action.
Damn.
He did just hold an action for when you came up, but he does have attack of opportunity as well.
Damn it.
Oh my gosh.
Why did you just cast from the ground?
Because that provokes too.
Still provoke.
Oh, it does.
Yeah. Yes.
Crawling provokes. I mean,
it all provokes.
All right, great club out. All right, can he do it with the foot? Can he do? Oh no. So
it provokes after I complete the stand up.
It provokes after you stand up. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the kicking is gonna do worse then. Mm-hmm. So, in which case, let's see. Okay, so yeah, he's just gonna do a great club. So he's gonna, as you begin to stand up, he reels back and pulls it down onto your head. Mm. With a natural 20.
Oh, Jesus.
My God.
Oh, my gosh.
This is,
oh
my God. This is
my
very,
gosh.
Very, very bad.
Oh, no. Oh.
I have a feeling you might be using that for
us. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I do.
But he's also going to shove you overboard.
On top of the board.
No, on top of me.
On top of you, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Shit.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah, I have 3 hit points left.
Oh my gosh.
So
it's but you had or have?
I had 3 hit points left because you haven't.
Oh, all right, all right. Okay.
You haven't given me my damage.
Oh right, yeah, I didn't even do the damage.
Jake's like,
I'll get
don't
your
worry
card.
About that.
I'll get your horrible crit card because I'm sure it's gonna do something worse. Oh, come on.
If the target has 3 hit points, they die.
Okay, so, Bellringer, you literally hit me straight in the head. Oh, this is so bad. I am sickened 2 and stupefied 2 until I'm no longer sickened.
Oh, what?
That is terrible.
That is
for you.
The worst crit card for status effects we've ever come across.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
Oh. Okay, so
I mean, it makes sense.
Throw sickened on, which is awful, and throw stupefied on, which is even worse. and I can both up to 2. Okay, so here's what happens. This is interesting. So you hit me, you knock me down with a crit, but ferocity, orc ferocity, if you be reduced to 0, you instead remain at 1 hit point, and your wounded condition increases by 1. So I don't go to wounded 2. I go to wounded 1.
Oh, so ferocity kind of goes around the critical. Yep. Oh, interesting.
Okay. Yeah. You stay up so and good. You gain a wound automatically, but because I don't actually fall to 0, I guess I go with the rule of the feat, which is
wound
increases by 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I mean, do you get knocked off on top of me? Because that might actually be the preferable thing here.
No, so the Great Club just has the knockdown thing.
Okay.
So it wasn't a shove, it was just a regular hit.
Yeah, it was an attack of opportunity.
Yeah. So the damage doesn't matter, but it was 40 points of damage, so.
Fuck.
Good God.
Just to let you know how bad it hurt.
Great Club, the critical specialization is you knock the target away from you up to 10 feet.
Is that a can? Because he wouldn't want to do that.
It just says you knock the target.
Guess GM discretion.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like if you hit that well, then, you know, you have control over stuff, so.
So is this like our ruling going forward? We can choose not to shove when we crit with a club weapon, because that is my Morningstar.
Yeah, I would think if it's not advantageous, you wouldn't want to do it.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That is good to know.
That's completely
good
fair.
Good to know.
Okay. But you can take the rest of your turn now that you've,
yeah, I am at 1 hit
Link
point.
The fuck out of there.
Well, good thing he didn't try casting a spell, because that would be interrupted.
Yes.
That's actually a great point, yeah.
Yep.
Well, I was going to try to cast a spell, but my head is ringing.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're
God.
Second, so you can't...
Yeah, Kezra is... He's just going to run down the stairs.
That's a good idea.
Actually, he's basically just going to fall down the stairs. A controlled fall.
That Monty Python skit of falling down the stairs for like 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
So he gets down there and...
Do something to alert Benson, please.
I need help.
I need healing. Yeah. He yells out. He's like... Help! And last action.
Wait.
I was about to say that's not right, Benson. Yeah, that's where Benson should be.
Sorry, I was trying to move tokens around and I did it wrong. I'm sorry.
I hate you. I hate you, Jake. You ruined my immersion.
All right. So, Kezra, you go down the stairs and then what?
With my last action, I will command my familiar to use restorative familiar.
Oh, yeah.
Lil Kezra making an appearance.
Good job, Lil Kezra.
Lil Kezra slithers out of my backpack. And I get 1d8 hit points times half my level. So, what, 4?
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Oh, 7 is 6.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, so I get a little bit of hit points back.
Very nice. Good. I feel like whenever Lil Kezra comes out, if this was like recorded in front of like a live studio audience, they would all go, "Aww."
And then someone cheers.
Yeah. And somebody gets immediately struck by lightning.
All right, Kezra scraping by, living by a hair as he usually does. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw, realizing he's confronted with his old pig pet, Little Johnny, and seeing him turn to the dark side of the Scarlet Triad, is going to be like, "Johnny, no, I have to kill you. but I don't want to. And he's going to faint against little Johnny's perception.
You're going to faint
against
him?
I'm going to faint. Yeah.
Okay.
And I got a 30 against his perception DC.
That is going to be a... there's going to be a success.
So not a critical.
No. So against perception, no.
Okay.
If it was... This against will. You're pretty good at
well,
getting
that. But... Little Johnny was never very willful.
Well, let me tell you, I can't faint the way I did before. So don't turn your back on me. I won't be ignored.
So as Grimshaw faints, little Johnny, just a tear scrolls, draws down his cheek, and he's like, "You were always just a dumb pig. You always fell for that."
Damn. This is the real traumatic backstory we're getting from Grimshaw right now. Right.
Man, I don't know if Grimshaw's getting hit. Maybe he's too traumatized. But it is flat-footed to me. 25.
Correct. That's a hit, buddy.
Man, Grimshaw barely summoned the mustard to hit Little Johnny.
Did I miss something?
I'm not crying.
When did the pig get named Little Johnny?
This is my pig from my childhood. Did you miss the joke, Kel?
I completely missed it.
I know. Kel's dying, and you're making a joke about
pigs. I was busy figuring out if my character was about to die.
I don't care about your jokes, you pig.
I'm not even kidding you. The dice is supporting this narrative because I almost rolled minimum damage. So that's okay. Only 9 points of damage.
Wow, that's really
it's
low.
Bad.
Okay. That's really bad.
And he has one action left, so he's gonna strike again.
It's my die, thing,
you
Mom.
Damn dirty pig.
Run. Just get out of here, little Johnny. Get out of here. Don't make me kill you.
I don't love you no more.
Okay, he's getting some of that muster back. 28.
Okay.
Against that flat-footed.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm not playing around with little Johnny no more. That's 17 points. Right? 17 points of damage.
There we go.
I told you to get the graveyard out of here, little Johnny.
okay, then.
Like Ben's just like, right. What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? comes up to One Eye. He is going to take a 5-foot step, and he is going to draw out his bow.
Oh boy!
Uh oh!
And he's going to take a shot at you, Elkwood.
I cast counter spell on the bow.
I cast catch arrow.
Oh, I forgot about those levels of monkey totem.
Yeah, all the levels of monkey
totem. All of the levels.
We've been hiding
it. Yeah, we've been hiding it from the audience this whole time.
And me. 24 to hit was going to be a miss.
That's a miss.
Okay. And
just
that
dodges.
Is
just, he's just like, whoa.
Whoa. Hey there.
Hey there, buddy.
All right, that is his turn. What did he have on him? He had Enfeeble. Does Enfeeble go away naturally, or does he have to get healed for that?
Healed. Definitely not. Shut up.
You have to be healed for that? Okay, yep. I figured as much.
Right. Duration's 1 minute.
It is. Mm. Okay. Oh, gotcha. Right. Okay. So for the rest of this combat.
yeah.
Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So Elkwood is going to...
Please get in a sick archery battle with this dude.
I
jump rooftop to rooftop.
I really don't. So he's going to take one step up, see the sneak that's trying to get away, to take an action to hurl the blade, the clips.
Okay.
Thematically, let me say this: like throw it, summon it back, and then leap for the
I'm
plunging
about
attack.
It. Hold on. Stop playing my turn.
Sorry. I didn't mean to
do that. My character.
It's my character.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so what he's going to do, though, like, he just kind of approaches the... actually, from this position, he could see the guy. So he doesn't even have to move.
No. For the angle you were at when you started, you could see him, yeah.
Yeah, so he just kind of looks down at him and just, like, he was thinking about sending Vemir down, which... was considering it to take him out, but now that he knows this guy has a bow, he's just like, okay, slightly worried now. But actually, no, he's going to do that. He's going to just say the words. He's just like, get him. And Vemir is going to fly down with one action and just swoop down and try to peck this guy's freaking head off. Roll. Fuck, it was meant to be. A 31.
Wow.
Damn. Yeah, that'll be hit.
All right. Damage. What the fuck is this damage? 10 points of damage.
Please describe your kill.
Oh, God. I was
very
like,
nice.
Almost minimum damage. Actually, 9 points of damage, sorry.
Still.
Okay. So this
he
is,
had 5 left. So
this is the 3d8s. 1, 2, 3.
Damn.
1 and 2, yeah. 1 and 3. I'm like, wow. Cascading order. Wonderful.
There's an order in the universe.
Conceptual. Well, I can't even fucking say it at this point. But, Consecutive.
That's the word.
I was thinking consensual as well.
Consensual?
Consensual order.
Consensual order. right. So, Vemir swoops down, and, like, this guy is, like, trying to run the fuck away to get in an order. And he just, like, feels nothing for a moment. And it's just, like, the beak just plunges into his head. Just, like, just takes him down. And that's...
And
like a pickaxe going into a pumpkin.
Yeah. Actually, that's a good reference point right there.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's big-ass beak for all.
He's a medium-sized creature, so yeah.
And how else do you harvest pumpkins but with a pickaxe?
I do it every day.
That's how I do it.
And at this point, he sees that, and first action... Elk's gonna now hunt prey on this dude.
Oh, let's go. Let's go.
And quick draws and two actions, his longbow out.
Oh.
And just goes, all right, we'll do this. Let's do it. It's a plus 21 to hit.
Archer fight! Archer
37
fight!
37
Archer
hit.
Fight! What was the total?
37.
What?
That is a hit.
It's a 16 on a die. And I get 21 to hit on this.
Oh, yep. That's ridiculous.
So it was just damage, right? Not crit.
Regular.
Yeah, I figured. This dude is tanky. Still, 25 points of damage.
Oh.
And in that moment, you can't hit me, but I can hit you.
Like, he's just staring at this guy. Just watch Kezra kind of stumble down the stairs and just like, well... I'm stuck here now. That was my two actions, so I guess I'll get hit.
All right. Okay. So next would be Benson.
Okay. Here's the question.
Uh-huh.
Does Benson see Kezra?
Yeah, I called out. Yeah. You heard me stumble down, like groaning and dying.
Oh my god! Like, this is such a... Like, I don't want to just leave Grimshaw, but
Grimshaw looks at you and is like, take care of your friend. This is now personal.
It's not just taking care of Kezra, because Benson wants to go up and fuck up whatever just fucked up Kezra.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, too. I think little Johnny's not long for this world. You put a hurtin' on the sneak. I think Helgi's taking a hit or two.
Yeah.
Like, I can hold him off, and then maybe Kezra will do, like, little zappy-zap, you know, from the behind or something like that. So, I think I'll be good.
Okay. I move to here.
Like, up the stairs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lay on hands, Kezra. You get 30 points of healing.
Mm.
And I go... Good fight. I've got it from here. And he runs up.
Mm.
Alrighty.
5, 10. I'm right in front of this guy now.
Okay, then.
His great club is on the ground.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That was move, heal, move. That's my turn. Yep. I am covered in the blood of his pets.
Okay, so next it comes to Helgi. Helgi is going to take a move action to get directly south of Grimshaw.
Okay.
And then she is going to hold her action.
Of course. But she's readying an action, you mean?
Correct, okay. Yes. Yeah. So yeah. So she's going to ready an action for when the Scarlet Triad Steed comes up to you.
Yep, that old pack attack.
Yep.
Now that her little attack and then gets the pack attack, that's only one action, right?
It's, yeah, so okay. the pack attack is just a modifier on top of it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Blood Boar is going to Lil Johnny, a.k.a. he's going to strike out a few times at you, see if he can nick you at all. A 36.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Lil Johnny's out for blood.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, just kidding.
Yeah, that hits.
He's like, you should have finished the job.
You should have finished the job.
You should have aimed for the head.
22 points of piercing damage.
Oh my goodness.
Oof.
What?
Dude, why did you leave him, Benson?
Shut up.
Real dick move there.
Hey, guess what? You have two enemies in a perfect line, Kezra. Go have your wet dream.
I'm just saying, it was a pretty dick move. Hanging your friend out to dry like that with not even a care.
It was a pretty dick move when you came and saved my character's life with your healing.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my god. I'm like seeing stuff. My life is so hard. Holy crap. Alright.
My face hurts.
Second attack. It's gonna go rip your testicles.
Oh no.
19. He doesn't know where they are.
Because his were taken away from him.
Oh my god.
You never could have my testicles, could you?
23 to hit on the last one.
That is
the end of Bloodborne Lil Johnny's turn.
This right. is so Scarlet fucking Tragedy. Stupid.
This is so stupid. Alright, Scarlet Triad Sneak's turn. So this is the one that is frightened.
Yeah.
Who just ran up here. He's going to take a 5-foot step up. He's going to try to feint against you, Grimshaw.
Oh yeah.
Same old song and dance, but it's got to work one day. Not this day, though. 21 total.
Nope.
Okay. In which case, he is going to just stab out with his rapier twice.
Okay.
Being frightened. Oh, that is a natural 20.
Oh my gosh. What is this?
This shit sucks.
Jake brought the pain today.
He did.
Yeah, I did. I know.
Stop it, Jake. Goodness. Stop it.
What type of damage?
This is a rapier, so it'd be piercing.
Oh, man. Oh, God, I read the wrong one. Jesus. I'm glad I read the wrong one, because the right one's much worse. Not much better than that. Okay. Pinhole.
Oh, okay, all right.
The target takes one persistent bleed damage and can't be removed until the target is healed. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so that's... I'm not gonna say that's good because that's gonna be moot because he's gonna use his Bloodseeker beak anyway. Mm. So ignore the bleed damage from the crit. So let's do the crit damage.
Okay.
It was still regular crit damage though.
Yes, regular crit. The one that I read by mistake was disemboweled. And that was triple damage.
Oh.
Well, wow. Well, thank goodness. So that is gonna be 23 points of piercing damage.
Fuck.
And so there's going to be an additional 1d4 points of 1 point of precision damage on top of that. and I don't know if that would. I don't know if he wants to do that, because he didn't get the sneak attack off, so... Oh, no. So if you get the sneak attack damage to the creature, you also deal a 1d4 bleed. So no. So do take the precision bleed damage, because he didn't crit you. Or no, he didn't get sneak attack off. That's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So right, it's just so the 1 point from the crit.
Right, okay. So yeah. So it's just 1 point of bleed, okay. So... So you got lucky, because he didn't faint on you, and then crit you. You don't get all that bleed, so... all right. So that was his third action, because move, faint, crit. Okay. Then Helgi is going to use her held action to swing on you with her flail. Right. Flail out. Miss, unfortunately. Ooh. Low roll. Ooh.
Unfortunately? What are you talking about, Jake?
Well, I'm trying to hurt you.
You don't understand. That's my job.
Yeah, I'm doing my job, but I'm failing at it.
I'm pretty hurt.
I know you're pretty hurt, yeah. Not in the way I intended, but you are hurt. Kezra Davirjan, it is your turn.
Alright. Kezra is going to attempt to vomit against, I guess, this thing's class DC, this character's class DC. Yeah.
Oh, shit. That's
to try to remove the sickened.
Alrighty.
And the stupefied. And with my fortitude save, already taking a big hit, because I'm sickened too.
Uh-huh.
Alright, so I am going to retch. My head is just, like, pounding and ringing, and, like, I can't even see straight right now.
Yeah, I've been hungover before.
Been there before.
31.
31. Okay, so sorry, the class DC is not on his sheet.
It's I guess just like
All right, Kelly, what was your total?
31. It's pretty good.
31. That is a success, my friend.
Yay.
All right, good. I go down to sicken 1, but I'm still stupefied 2.
There we go.
All right.
I want to offer support, so I'm going to attempt to cast Electric Arc on the Hildy and, I guess, the Sneak. Since it seems like...
Helgi the Dwarf and then the Scarlet Tri Sneak.
Yeah, because I've heard that, from what I've heard, Grimshaw has a grudge against this pig, and I should let him take it down. So I'm going to roll my DC 5. I think it's DC 5. Let me be sure. Oh no, it's 5 plus my stupefied value. So a DC 7 in order for me to cast the spell.
Oh god, that's brutal.
Was it two? Okay, that
it was two. Yeah.
Yep.
And okay. I thought it went down with your sickened.
No, I stay stupefied 2 until my sickened is gone.
Yeah.
Okay. Alright, so DC 7 in order for me to pull this off. So Kezra vomits all over the ground and, like, grabs his head. And then he just, like, sticks a finger out to try to cast Electric Arc. And I get it with natural 17.
Ooh.
So,
okay.
Sneak and Hildy roll reflex saves.
Alright, so Helgi is going to go first. So her reflex save is bad because she is a dwarf.
Yeah.
My DC is bad now, so maybe the equalizer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. 25?
That's my DC now.
Oh, no. Alright, so.
Regular success?
So success from her.
And the sneak will do fine.
Sneak has. He's frightened, actually, so his saves are a little bit lowered. Natural 20, however.
Oh,
so.
My gosh.
The cardboard returns.
Oh, okay, my gosh. So,
it was a pretty good roll, too. So it was 20 damage, so 10 damage for Hildy.
So Helgi. Damn. Helgi.
You're thinking like Hilda, Kel. I feel like you got Hilda on the brain.
I do like that show.
Hilda on the brain.
Okay. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
All right, Grimshaw mournfully raises the morning star of Milani against little Johnny to take him out. Oh boy. I don't know if he has the strength to do it. 26 to hit.
That is a hit.
Please just kill one thing on the fucking field.
11 points of damage.
Jesus.
Alright. He's still up.
Remember, they do have ferocity.
They do.
They do.
They do. I feel like I need to focus. I need to focus down.
The dwarf was probably the biggest threat.
The dwarf is the biggest threat, but if I can take out one of them, then they don't get their pack attack.
Yeah,
that's
that is correct.
That's my thinking.
That pig does
a lot of damage when it hits. I was really banking on taking him out with that one hit because that kind of messed up my whole turn. I'm gonna strike again.
All right.
Yeah, I know everyone's thinking, like, why? Would you just strike? You just hit. I was thinking of using Chill Touch, but I'm not going to use Chill Touch.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I don't know if this is going to hit. Oh, gosh. 22.
20. You want to redo the math? Are you sure you don't have a plus one somewhere?
Oh, my gosh. It's a 9. I mean, the Morningstar is not finesse, so you just get a flat minus 5.
Right,
so it's 13
okay,
plus 9 right. is 22.
Yep, that is a miss.
What about a plus 1 gosh. Because it's his old pet? And
he wants to kill it.
Okay, can I get a plus 1 from Grudge?
Yeah, oh gosh. I mean, I guess I just raised my shield. Oh, brutal turn.
That's
gosh.
Sad.
Just.
All right. Next, it comes to One Eye's turn. So One Eye is going to drop his bow, pick up his great club again. And turn around, and he's gonna do one of those like mega swings where he ducked down, picked up the great club, and he's gonna like swing upwards towards Vincent's face. So sort of a spinning upward attack with the great club here.
He's hoping for a home run.
Yep. No, that is in fact going to be a natural 1.
Oh, as this dude turns and swings, Benson is anticipating it, and he puts his shield with his lower like thigh greaves, and it literally just skates off.
And your crit is, oh man, vibration. So his club just hits off your shield, and you bash it back. If he's using a bludgeon weapon, you drop that weapon and become enfeebled too until he...
Oh my God.
And he sees a fully armored knight.
Yeah.
It's just, he just swings so hard and he just hits like an unmovable object. It was just like... Alright, so he dropped the bow, grabbed that, swung on you, dropped it again, so he needs to spend his last action to pick it up. Alright, so after he hits you and he sees you just standing there with blood and rain and the mud all over the two of you, and he's just like, finally, a good combatant.
Good.
Elquigrim, it's your turn.
Rain, hellfire, and this man, I need help.
He's just like, hey, I'm here too, man. I'm just halfway across the map.
Yeah.
He just, like, sees this guy, like, he turns his attention away from him, so he just takes another 2-action pull on this thing. Like, he's slowly pulling the string back. You can hear it creaking. And, let's see. Plus 21 to hit. 30 to hit.
That is going to be a hit. I'll roll for damage.
I'll take it.
Very nice.
Oh my god. Solid damage. 29 points of damage.
Ugh.
Hey.
Absolute
Kezra. Kezra helped with this bow. Alright. So, having that extra 2d6 on there really helps. But as his final action, because this isn't a agile bow, he's going to call out to Benson. And he goes, Benson, you know what to do. and you get my Warden Spoon, so you'll put an extra, what if you hit, you get an extra D8 of damage.
Oh, so good.
For like a turn, so.
Yep. All right. Speaking of Benson having a turn.
And Vemir is going to fly back up here.
Okay.
Like, he's going to be behind that, like, whatever this is.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like that. He's going to hunker down because he is still hurt pretty badly.
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, yeah, from the boar, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. After that, yes, it does come to Benson's turn.
So, this guy swings. Benson just absorbs it like the absolute chat he is. Drops his club. He goes to pick it up, and Benson's just standing in front of him, and he looks at this man. He goes, "You stand before the might of gods," as he intimidates.
Oh, yes. All right.
I think I might keep this purple die enshrined in a shrine somewhere, because that was a 16 on the die for 35.
Ooh, 35. That is going to be a regular success.
All right, I will take it.
So he's a little frightened, especially after that crit too. I feel like that kind of adds to it. All right, so some of his AC goes down a little bit. So you are welcome to swing
31.
Away. That is a hit.
Yes.
Add that extra D8.
Okay, with an extra D8. Hold on, I'm gonna have to roll the D8 separate.
Oh, yep.
4. 21 points of damage.
Oh, okay. All right.
Final strike. 15 on the die. God, Benson's a fucking animal.
Oh my 28. God. 28. Unfortunately, I miss.
Even with the lowered AC, goddamn.
Yeah,
even with the lowered AC, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, not
15
plus 30. 15 plus 13.
Yeah, it's 28.
Right,
yeah.
Yep.
This guy's still hard to hit. So he's still a bastard.
Yes. Okay. It is the Scarlet Triad Thug's turn. So, Grimshaw, you are surrounded, and you see the Helgi has you right where she wants you. Which means that she is going to just absolutely go ham on you here. Oh, actually, you know what? She is going to... She's going to hold her turn.
God damn it, when she does this... I like it.
All right, well, no, you know what? All right, no. She's going to do what she wants to do here. She's going to try a fish and capture.
Oh, shit.
Hmm.
So she is going to... So the thug attempts to bind the creature's wrist or ankles with mana, because she's going for your wrist. She must make an attack roll against the target's AC.
Okay.
As a 33.
Yeah.
All right. So you are... all right, so with the efficient capture, I believe manacles make you... Not immobilize. I forget what it is.
So I have to succeed a DC 5 flat check anytime you use a manipulate action, or that action fails. The DC may be higher depending on how tightly the manacles constrain the hands.
So it just applies the manacles. Okay, so you were looking at the manacles there? Okay, alright, so you have the rules on that then?
Yeah.
Okay, so that is her whole turn to do that.
Okay. Mm.
Alright, so I mean, yeah, it makes sense. It's a three-action thing.
Yeah. Because usually that activity takes 30 seconds, but they have efficient capture, so they can do it in 6 seconds.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
They're a bunch of bastards.
Yep.
Yes. So she has her flail in one hand, and she just grabs it grabs the manacles off of her hip, slaps one hand, and then pulls that hand to the other one and slaps it on that
one. Oh, she can do it one-handed?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, just as the requirement is the bruiser has manacles in hand and is adjacent to a creature. And so the she has the manacles in one hand, and then the flail is one.
All right. So next it comes to the Blood Boar's turn.
Little Johnny, no.
Little Johnny, this is you. I know it's not.
He says, 35 to hit.
35? What? Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have even raised my shield. Like, it was pointless.
This could be 22 points of piercing damage.
Gosh.
Wow.
Don't you have an ability that gets you out of restraints immediately?
Yeah, if I have the focus points, but I don't.
Hmm.
I burned them all laying on hands to get my HP back up when we were recovering. Yep.
Second attack, third attack, both a miss.
Okay.
Next is the Scarlet Triad Sneak.
God, having so many things enemies go at once is so fucking brutal.
Yep. Feint attack. So he's going to do deception against you. Fail.
What was the total?
14.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no.
it was a very bad roll.
Your shoes are untied. I don't wear shoes.
These are slip-ons. It's got the Z-strap, you know, the Velcro.
Yeah. Timmy, this attack was a natural 20.
You're kidding me.
I'm rolling rocks.
What's the total?
It doesn't matter.
The total is a 36.
Yeah, I was just checking.
Alright.
Even with the minus to the attack, because it's second attack.
That is not calculated in, but that brings it down to a 31.
So that is just a regular hit, because it'd be a miss, so it brings it up to a hit.
Okay.
Yes, my shield actually did come in handy.
You just did? Okay, all right, so it's just a regular hit.
Good lord. And I am going to shield block.
Oh, that shield's broken.
Yeah. Well, it's a regular hit, so maybe not.
Yeah, it's a regular hit, so... So 10 points of piercing damage.
Okay, so it's only 4 points of piercing damage.
Okay. Here's a question, though. Do manacles make you, like, flat-footed at all?
Does it make you immobilized?
Does not make me immobilized. Actually, let me check to see if shield block has the manipulate trait.
Do the manacles just give you the grabbed condition?
It says, it literally just says that I have to succeed a DC 5 flat check anytime I use a manipulate action. This DC may be higher. If I was bound to a stationary object, I'd be immobilized, but I'm not bound to a stationary object.
Okay, so you just need to do a DC 5 for the ray shield. Or for the shield block?
Probably. I'm guessing shield blocks manipulate it. I don't think anything else makes sense, so.
Yeah.
I make it with an 8.
Okay.
So barely. So I only take 4 damage. Fine. And then my shield takes 4 damage as well.
Okay. Alright. That was. Okay. That was 2 actions. Last action. Gonna try it again.
Mm-hmm.
And a miss. Ooh. Okay. Kezra, your turn.
Alright, Kezra will once again attempt to retch. Oh man, doing really well on these.
Thank goodness. Vomiting,
man.
That'll be a 30. 30 fortitude.
Yep, that's a success.
Oh, thank God. So Kezra does one more bout of vomiting, and his head clears, and he's seeing crystal clear again, and he's all healed up, so that's good. And with his last 2 actions, he will cast Electric Arc on... it's not Hildy, right?
Helgi,
Helgi. Yes, Helgi.
Yeah.
Helgi, yes.
It's his name tag.
Well, I like
Hello,
Helgi.
My name
like,
is Helgi.
She did have a name tag, so.
I like Helgi better. So she'll roll a reflex save, and I'm sorry, little John's doing too much damage. He's gonna have to dodge the lightning bolt.
Yeah,
so 2 reflex saves.
All right, that's fine. All right, so Helgi is gonna go first because hers is bad. It's going to be 26 total.
Fail.
Yes.
Okay. Very nice.
And little Johnny with a 23, so another fail.
Nice. Okay. They both take 15 damage.
Wow.
15 points of damage.
Oh, yes, 15.
Okay. Okay, so little Johnny looks like he's supposed to go down, but he stays up there.
God damn it.
Johnny!
Tim, what is it with you and in planting boars in your fucking games? That's a deep cut.
Tim has a long history of boars in this game.
I do, I do.
Alright, Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw is going to actually strike out. Ooh, I gotta use that manipulate action. I'm gonna try to attempt the manipulate action to strike out against the sneak, believe it or not.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Wait, why?
Why? So I make my flat check. And then I'm gonna actually do my strike.
Okay. Nat 20, baby. That's why, Gil.
Let's
that's
go.
Why
there
it's
it
a
is.
Freaking Nat.
That definitely wasn't why.
Burn some motherfuckers up.
All right, Tim. Do you want the piercing or the bludgeoning crit?
Give me the piercing.
Which
I
one sounds cooler?
Definitely the bludgeoning one sounds cooler. But the piercing one is send them reeling. The target is flat-footed till the end of its next turn.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad. Not bad.
The bludgeoning one was called Split Open.
Ugh.
Oh,
yeah, God.
Why don't I ever take the bludgeoning one? Like, come on.
Piercing is usually, like, really, really brutal.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to do my double damage. Oh,
so
flat-footed.
Boy.
Okay. Ayy. Oh, wow. Oh, gosh.
So much damage.
41 points of damage.
Damn.
41?
Yeah.
Against the sneak?
Yeah, against
the
sneak.
Yeah, against the sneak.
Yep, so I got 19, and then double 38, and then I get an extra D6 because my weapon is death drinking. So it does an extra D6 of damage on a crit. And then I shove them 10 feet to the west.
Oh, yep. There we go.
No
okay,
more
so
pack attack.
He sent him reeling, and yeah, you get rid of the pack attack from Helgi.
And then with my last two actions, I reach out and I touch. I cup little John. Oh, wait, hold on. I drop my shield because I need a free hand. I drop my shield and I reach out my hand on little Johnny. And I say, rest easy, my little piggy. And I cast Chill Touch.
Nice.
So all right. Make a fortitude save.
He's my pig, Paul.
I keep forgetting you can do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Natural one.
Oh, it's my God. So poetically.
Yep, poetry. Poetry. Is the magic crit helpful at all, Cal?
It's always helpful.
Yeah,
it's
magic
always
crit.
I was gonna say, yeah, magic.
And then Grimshaw disappears.
Grimshaw, plane.
He shunts it into the astral plane.
Okay, it's. What'd you say? It's so beautiful and elegant, Tim.
I said, rest easy, little piggy.
Okay, transposition. If this is a spell.
Wait. No. So wait. This was a natural one on the save.
Yeah.
Right?
But because it's a save spell. When you get a natural one, it's them crit failing.
Oh, I don't think
right?
we usually.
And
do
that's
a, I don't think we usually do
no.
crit for that.
It's only for.
Oh.
It doesn't work that way.
No. It's only for like attacks and stuff
okay,
like that.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well,
but
I kind of like it anyway. You were supposed to teleport and switch places with it.
Oh.
Just like I am.
Yeah. So with that little bit of chill touch, little Johnny perishes.
little Johnny perishes, and you hold his head in your arms and his tusk, and he lets out a tiny little squeak at the end that you know to mean, I'm sorry.
Oh,
thank you.
I don't feel bad.
I look at Helgi, and I say, this isn't over. You're next.
Wait, you're going to caress me as well? What?
I'm not into you.
I call it the touch of death.
All right. It comes to One Eye's turn.
Oh, God. Let's do it.
One Eye is going to... all right, so remind me of his crit thing. So he is frightened, and the Enfeebled goes down back to Enfeebled 1 from your spell. Or does Enfeebled stay there until
Enfeebled
you are...
No, Enfeebled, right? Enfeebled stays. It's not like frightened.
Okay, all right. So frightened does go down, though.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, but not Enfeebled.
Okay,
all
right. Okay. All right. So he's going to do his pummeling flurry on you.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, you know what? He's not going to do that. So he leans back and he puts his club on the other side, and you realize that he is rearing back to try to shove you off, just like he did to Grimshaw. Mm-hmm. I'll see you guys next time.
Okay.
Oh, oh man.
God, it just keeps going.
Hey everyone, Jake the GM here to remind you to follow us on all of our socials to stay up to date with DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content, check our Twitch and YouTube channels as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions and lots of memes. See you in the next episode.